So jokingly, I was in Durban by my Masi, my mother's sister, Danish Pingo Beach, where my sister is married. And jokingly, I told them, you know, I'm tired of this Pakistani food. I think I must get married. Mm-hmm. So my sister and them said, you know that old man there who corrected you that time? He got a nice daughter, and they're looking for someone like you. They want Maulana and Imam and Sheikh like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So we didn't tell nobody. They just phoned, and then we went there. And then I saw Fatima, and she saw me, and her mother and them were there. And then I came back, I told my sister, just tell them this day is nikah, finish and clear. They see, they didn't give yes answer. I said, no, I know the answer is yes, you don't worry, nothing. So then they spoke this, that. So after, this was before Ramadan. After Ramadan, we got married, and then we went away. No house, no furniture, no nothing. We stayed in a hotel holiday day in Pakistan, in Karachi. I had to lock Fatima up from outside and tell her, you just look at everything there in the street, what's happening, a lot of activity. The only time we open the door, if the hotel is catching fire, they can knock, knock, you don't open the door for anybody. I had to organize house, organize the visas, organize all the cutlery, crockery, all lot of things, you know, furniture. Mm-hmm. So alhamdulillah, we got a nice flat and we stayed opposite the madrasa, and you know, I didn't miss any lesson of hadith, not even one period. Again, the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. So Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib, my honorable ustad, 88 years old today, he should be very happy that not one day I must lessen, you know, of any teacher, you know. Mm. I did 10 hadith kitabs, all with the mercy of Almighty Allah. Then in 80 now, Mufti Nizamuddin, I performed Tarawih in his masjid. So I shouldn't like to wear a watch, you know. Mm-hmm. So after 27 night, I made khatam. So one Pakistani gave Hazrat Mufti Sahib a watch. He said that this Imam Sahib to bahut gareeb hai, inke paas gareeb hi nahi hai, you know. That he don't, he's very poor, this Imam, he don't even have a watch. Give him one watch also. So I had that watch, but I don't know, he's lost also. Mm-hmm. So anyway, then we came for Hajj. I told my father, don't send the ticket via, you know, Nairobi, direct, send it Jeddah, Nairobi, then South Africa. So alhamdulillah, I left on the 12th of March 1974 and came back to South Africa. We got married in 79, 10 Shawwal, and then on the 2nd of November 1980, I came back, and it worked out perfect. November, December was holiday, and January I started in Newcastle, Darul Uloom. I stayed in Newcastle for 20 years, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib, if you look back on you mentioned your ustads briefly at Darul Uloom, working with marhum Maulana Sema, rahimahullah, what type of experience was that for you?
You know, one part I missed out was my honorable teachers in Pakistan. I'll come to Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema just now. That I'll just mention four or five of my most important teachers. In Newtown Madrasa, we had Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam Sahib. You know, I went to him one day and told him, Hazrat, you know, I come from so far to study, and the teacher who's really given this book to teach half the time is absent, and you know, we're not making much progress. Mm-hmm. He told me, you see that pillar there? I said, gee, Hazrat. He said, you must come every day after Asr, I'll teach you. My very good friend, inshallah, I'll be visiting him very soon, Hafiz Ismail Ayub Pirbai, there in Port Elizabeth. So the two of us, every day he's to teach us. Wallah, the way the man taught us, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, you know. He took his own time and dedication, and we used to ask him questions, and he used to enjoy it, you know, and we enjoyed it more. So we really place on record our sincerest thanks to Hazrat Mufti Abdul Salam. So he's still alive, mashallah, he's there in Bangladesh, but very, very ill. And then Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Uzie, we used to call him Maulana Rizaul Haq Sahib at that time, and we were his first students. He just started teaching, and this is in Newtown. Then I studied in Darul Uloom, Karachi, so there we had Mufti Abdul Rauf Sahib, and we had great other teachers as well. So, you know, we are obviously indebted to them. Then there in Jamia Faruqiya, where I studied Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib, obviously, he's the biggest sheikh now in the whole of Pakistan in Hadith. And, you know, there's a ustad, and this is where the link comes in now, that Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, rahimahullah. Now, look at how Allah works. He taught Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Sahib in Dabel. Maulana Sema went from South Africa. Maulana Sema is born in South Africa. Mm-hmm. He went to Dabel. He spent 19 years there. And he studied from 1935. He went and he came back in 44. In between, he never came back to South Africa. So he spent 9-10 years there. In 1936-1937, Maulana Aziz Ahmad taught Maulana Qasim Sema in the Dabel. So we used to call him, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Sahib, the people, the students shouldn't come to class. Also, old man, over 80 years old. His voice was very, very soft. But I used to sit right next to him, my name, Abdul Qadir Afriqi. Mm-hmm. He say, Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriqi, kya haal hai? He used to like me a lot. You know, I was the only foreigner in that class there. Yeah. So then I used to read also the Ibarat, the text and all that. He taught us Sunan Nasai, Muatta Imam Malik, Muatta Muhammad. And one kitab he taught us, no one in all of Pakistan used to teach. He taught us Mustada Imam Abi Hanifa, Rahimahullah. You know, that kitab no one teaches. He said, no, I will teach you all this. Mm-hmm. So very good, we studied that by him also. One day, Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmed, out of the blue, said, Maulvi Abdul Qadir Afriqi, Africa jaakar kya karoge? What you going to do there in South Africa when you qualify? Because this was our final year. So I told him, Hazrat, I heard there's a madrasa, Darul Uloom, is run by Maulana Qasim Sema. I don't know who is Maulana Qasim Sema. I never met the man. Say, acha. If Maulana Qasim Sema, we say Sema, he say Sema, go to Mera Shagir there, who is my student. Mm-hmm. And now my mind starts racing. So after the final exams, everything, we wrote the Wifaq exams, Alhamdulillah, I passed very, very well, everything good, passed, distinction, everything. Then, you know, I told him, Hazrat, I'm going, please, if you write one letter. What he wrote, Allah knows till today, obviously, I don't know. But it must be something very good and impressive. He put it in an envelope, put Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema's name. Fatima and myself went for Hajj. We came back. My sister, brother-in-law were there. Now we're going from Heidelberg to Durban. So I said, no, we must go via Newcastle. Allah wanted it. It was holiday time in December 1980. Maulana Qasim Sema was there. I met him and, you know, I found he's a very impressive Maulana, mashallah, South African alim.